FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN's cabinet has called an urgent special meeting with municipalities to discuss compliance by spaza shops. Premier Tamin Ntuli held a press briefing in Durban this morning. Newswatch's Tsinokuhle Malinga reports.
Ntuli says municipalities are expected to adopt the recently gazetted bylaw by the National Cooperative Governments Department to regulate how these outlets operate in the country.
We'll also further engage with the municipalities to cooperate with KwaZulu-Natal government in an effort to get back spaza shops owned by undocumented foreign nationals to the people of KwaZulu-Natal, and even engage on the way of supporting local spaza shops owned by our people.
Authorities have been scrambling to get to the bottom of the spate of food poisoning cases that have claimed the lives of several children in recent weeks. Dozens have had to get medical treatment after falling ill from consuming snacks from their local shops and other foodstuff. Last week, Gauteng Education instructed all schools to suspend the sale of food within and around school premises until further notice. It was after more than 100 school pupils in Katlehong were taken to hospital with stomach cramps after eating samp at school. Tunukuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents of Umbilo are opposing the proposed relocation of a pub at a local shopping center, saying the move will risk the safety of the community. The establishment has been operating from the mall for over a decade. It's set to move from the upper level to the lower one. Ward 33 councillor Fran Christopher says a petition was started a week ago objecting to a liquor license and the move.
I personally sat with the centre management and I have voiced the residents' opinions and concerns, and I stated that it's not on, you know, for this pub to be literally on the street. It's not in an enclosed environment, and both the children and the community up in arms, they really don't want this pub anywhere near the park, and there's a church and there's a nursery school in the cul-de-sac where the shop is.
Jonathan Erasmus of the Umbilo South Association says the area already has an alcoholism problem.
Umbilo is one of those kind of neighborhoods where we have a high level of alcoholism that takes place. There are very few areas for children to play. We've got a lot of flats around the place. And in that particular area, we've already got problems of public drinking there. We have to regularly get Metro Police out and the SAPS to enforce the law and the bylaws.
The owner of the pub has told Newswatch the move was prompted by the mall landlord, as a major tenant needed space. He says they followed all liquor license steps, including public notices, adding the Umbilo South Association showed no interest in meeting. The liquor board says the application is still in the public participation process. And the world's largest coral has been found by scientists in the Solomon Islands. The mega coral could be more than 300 years old and bigger than a blue whale. The coral is a species called Pavona clavus and provides a home to shrimp, crabs, fish and other marine creatures. The top story, the KZN cabinet has called an urgent special meeting with municipalities to discuss compliance by spaza shops. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.